Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm so tired of being alone. I'm so tired of being alone.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little River now, Green, bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. We want to know what you think. We're having a great visit with our good friend Stephen Gaffney. He's got a lot of stuff on our website that a lot of wisdom he's deposited with us over the years. He's our honesty expert in the brain trust, and he's the author of a number of books, including Honesty Sales. Stephen, is that your most recent one?
Yeah, the most recent book is Honesty Sells.
Right.
And it will probably help out with a lot of folks. The first book, though, probably is one of the most applicable things to
just
what we're talking about.
Just be honest.
You got it. The very first book.
Which got it right here in front of me, yeah. And also, Honesty Works, that's in the middle. You're starting to get the picture, folks. Stephen, tell folks how they can find you and your book, please.
Well, the easiest way is to go to justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com. And if they do, and they send us an email and they reference your show, we're going to send them that article about the power of wrong.
All right.
And they can actually circulate that article, too, and that should help out. So all they have to do is go to our website, justbehonest.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. And, Stephen, when we went to the break, as we were going to the break, you were just about to tell the audience what a genius I am, or something like that. I think you said something about that. I said something that hit the nail right on the head. And what kind of inspiration did I inspire in you?
Well, essentially, that people want to be right. So, and actually, by them wanting to be right, it causes so many problems. Here's an easy example: people's business are down, so they want to blame the economy. They want to blame politicians.
Yeah.
They want to blame all kinds of things.
It makes you Republicans, Democrats, whatever. It's actually a little bit of an itch that feels good to scratch sometimes, doesn't it?
Well, okay, so yeah, and it does, and it gets us off the hook. But the reality is, let's face it, maybe the marketplace is telling us something. Maybe it's time to update our products or services. Maybe it's time to get a new set of clients. Maybe it's time to press things a little bit more or hire some different folks or whatever the case may be. Because if we keep doing the same thing we've always done, we're going to get the same results, and maybe it's time to change. So instead of blaming other people, which is fine, and it may be some truth to it, the reality is it doesn't help us. Look at Congress. Look at what's going on. That stuff is not likely to change for a long, long time. And if we're looking for them to help us out and other people to help us out, we're going to be in this for a very long time. We got to figure out a way for us to help ourselves out. And one of the ways is to look within what is our span of control and take action.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that I've been saying for a long, long time, Stephen, is and especially today when things are moving so fast, is that it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And that's what you just said. You know, you didn't tell people to get out of the business they're in. You said just be prepared to do it differently.
Yeah, and maybe the marketplace is telling us something different. I'll give you an example. One of the reasons why we've grown so much is because so I had clients starting to ask me about doing executive coaching with them. I had not really thought about that, Jim. And so then we started doing that, and then that led to other coaching, which led to other seminars and other things, et cetera. But the reason, so actually by listening to what my customers wanted and letting go of the way I was doing it always, that's one of the reasons why we've grown. So it's, you know what's interesting is my customers are so smart and probably a lot smarter than me, and part of it is just listening to them. So maybe there's things that people are trying to tell us that we should let go of the way we've been doing it and start listening to them and take action accordingly.
Well, Stephen, anybody who hires me is obviously highly intelligent, and I know you feel the same way. Stephen, you know, one of the things that you were talking about recognizing that you might be wrong, one of the best tools, one of the best practices that I've ever, maybe the best practice that I've ever observed or practiced myself to find out whether I've got the right idea, the right approach, the right perspective on something, is to sort of establish how I feel today and then sleep on it. And then check that position tomorrow after I've had a night's sleep. Often, and that's a way you can, that's something you can do without telling anybody. I mean, if you have a perspective today and you sleep on it tomorrow morning, you wake up and you realize you were wrong, you don't have to tell anybody you were wrong yesterday. All you got to do is tell them you're right today.
Well, you can. You know something else,
too? Isn't it amazing, though? Isn't it amazing the illumination that happens after a night's sleep?
Yeah, absolutely. When you take a step back from things. But here's the trap that I don't want people to fall into. Time does not solve problems. Taking action solves problems. And the reason why is sometimes people take a step back and then they move forward. That's a good thing. But sometimes people take a step back, and you know what they say, Jim, is they go, well, you know I haven't approached that, but I'm going to let that go.
Mm-hmm.
And then they actually never take action. Time often deepens wounds and deepens problems because it's one thing to take a step back, but then we've got to move forward
right.
and take action. Do something.
I agree with you. That's the reason why I didn't say sleep on it two nights. Just sleep on it one night. Stephen, give us your website again, please.
Sure. It's justbehonest.com, justbehonest.com. And if they do that and they send us an email, we'll send them an article about the power of wrong, and they can circulate it with other folks.
Check it out, folks.
Just be honest.
Absolutely. And employees, you can just sort of anonymously drop it in the box of your boss, the one about being wrong. Hey, Stephen, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
All right. And thanks for having me, Jim.
Thanks. See you then. Going to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.